Thank you so much for joining us for this celebration of the Eucharist. Those here present and those live stream, we greet you all in the name of the Lord and assure each other, I know, of our prayers, care, and compassion this day. Two considerations, if I may offer them for you today. These days of the octave of Easter, for 8 days, we celebrate as if each day were, in fact, Christmas. We are reading the first reading from the first letter of St. John. The point that in many respects is being made with this continual reading of St. John's first letter is that St. John's first letter is in some sense the most sensual of all of the New Testament writings. And by that I do not mean sexual. I mean in the pure sense of the word sensual, engaging us in the senses in our encounter with Christ and Christ with us. We would read in other parts, for example, that what we have seen, what we have heard, what we have touched, we could add what we've tasted, what we've smelled, that is the coming of the Son of God in the flesh, we proclaim to you. It is not revealed in the Bible, but it is theological opinion that the reason that the angels, that Lucifer and his minions revolted and sinned against the Lord was because of the sin of jealousy. That the Lord had revealed to them that his plan was to become human in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. And that the angels became jealous of us. Not simply disobedient of God, but jealous of humans because we were given bodies. We were given the ability of sensuality. We were given, and only us of all of the intelligent creatures of life, the capacity to touch the created reality of God in all of its splendor, in all of its wonder, that we could be tactile in touching mountains and visual in looking at beauty, and we could hear great proclamations of music or song of God's praise, and that God wanted to be sensual. He wanted to be tactile. He wanted, because he loves so much us and all of his creation, to become one of us so as to touch all of his creation with his very being. And the angels became jealous of that and sinned against God. So that's what we're going to be hearing in some sense throughout these days as we honor and celebrate Christmas, the tactility, the sensuality, the love of God poured forth into Jesus Christ so much that we can smell and taste and see and hear and touch God in Jesus Christ. Just think of that. No other creature whatsoever can be sensual with God. That sensuality, though, at some points will cause the shedding of blood. As we read and celebrate today the Feast of the Holy Innocents, it's simply this consideration that God gave his life for us, so we are called to give our lives for God. Not that we would then lose them and die into non-existence, but that we would be raised to an eternal manner of life, which was intended for us before sin entered into our world with Adam and Eve's sin. As we said so beautifully in the opening prayer of the church today, these holy innocents proclaimed Christ not with words, but with the shedding of their blood. And so on this day, then, we are, of course, called and reminded on three occasions or three things to consider. As mentioned already, that we are to give our lives to, that Christ might live. We live so Christ can live. He dies so that we can live. Secondly, we pray for all of our children, our babies, our young people, all of the little ones so dear to us, that they will model the holy innocence, not necessarily in the shedding of their blood, but in the giving of their lives to Christ. That they will see Christ to be the light, Christ to be the solution, Christ to be life. And for their parents and grandparents and godparents, that we will be proclaimers of the same to our little children, our loved ones. And thirdly, of course, to renew our own commitment to a respect for human life, wherever found and in every stage of development, from conception to natural death. The unborn, those on death row, those who were poor and imprisoned, every human life without exception, no matter what it has done, no matter what it is guilty of, no matter what it is innocent of, every human life created in the image and likeness of God is worthy of respect, must be given dignity, and must be sought to be protected for the sake of Christ. Even as Joseph and Mary flew to Egypt to protect the child Jesus, let us too, in some sense, go to whatever lengths it is necessary to protect life. It's not being pro-life that we are simply anti-abortion, but being pro-life, we want life. More life, every life, everything alive to be fully alive. God's blessings.